Chapter 3, The Agony and the Ecstasy. His congregation roared when the preacher said,
"I'm trying to unscrew the inscrutable."
It was only partly funny to me because I could truly empathize. As the inspiration struck to write this book, little did I know of the dragons I'd encounter along the way. Monsters of fear, fertility, and despair snarled at most every paragraph. Days of poring over scripture blurred into weeks and months. But my ongoing pursuit of the millennium's truths and realities was fueled by periodic scintillation as millennial verses began to flash open their secrets. The enormous potential of unveiling this coming age was compelling throughout the writing. My vision for the work loomed like a huge block of granite, approached by a sculptor with chisel and hammer. Only God could see Michelangelo's exquisite Pietà buried in the massive rock. Could he ever unlock her? Only absolute precision and delicacy would avoid mutilating her substance while cleaving away the extraneous. Had the sculptor also trembled as he approached the raw block? Oh yes, I'm sure he did. Could we ever unveil the scope of the millennium in our day? If ever we could, believers would never again be quite the same. Yet the task seemed overwhelming. The Kingdom Age scriptures are so strung out as to appear hopelessly entwined. They are commingled with heaven, the latter perfect age, natural kingdoms, and the kingdom of God within each believer. They describe a kingdom within several other kingdoms. Early one morning while I was laboring over the manuscript, a spiritual note sounded to write about the presence of God's glory during the new era. It was like a thunderclap. I immediately sensed this presence would change the whole planet's atmosphere from negative to positive. It presented a glittering new aspect of millennial life, and yet, how could I ever express it? After hours of prayer and pondering, I could still think of no way to describe this glory except by the word glory itself. How do you describe the indescribable, the infinite? With all of Gertrude Stein's eloquence, even she felt semantically stifled at times. In one moment of rhapsody, she struggled to share the mystery and the ecstasy of a rose. But alas, it dwelt just beyond her reach to write down what she had so clearly seen in her heart. Finally, in exasperation, Gertrude scrawled, "A rose is a rose is a rose." The limitations of compassing supernatural truth while working with the crude tools of natural language can be painful at times. From time to time, my head pounded as I stretched to paint an accurate word picture of the millennium. During one segment, I paced the office floor in frustration, trying to get something down on the glory of God effect. Finally, after 2 days of writing, I was looking at fewer than 300 words. In disgust, I cried, "Dear God, I'm such a fool. Walking in here where theologians are too wise to tread, I'm so ignorant and so unproductive. Why? Oh, why is this book so hard?" Within seconds, a response rang back through my mind. It was gentle. "Don't be too harsh with yourself. While on earth, didn't I know the trials of expressing the inexpressible?" I too felt limited by the dimensions of natural language in transmitting the supernatural. So I taught intricate spiritual mysteries through parables. The kingdom of God is like. "My son, be comforted. It is now time to further open millennial truths. It is time to demythologize my coming kingdom age. It will be especially profitable for my own during these darkening hours before the dawn. I have written, 'In that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness.' Isaiah chapter 29, verse 18.